This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces fought off to hold off Russian attempts to advance in the south and east, where the Kremlin is seeking to capture the country's industrial Donbas region. Artillery, fire, sirens, and explosions were heard Friday in some cities. A senior U.S. defense official said Moscow's offensive is going much slower than planned. Meanwhile, the United States sought to broker an evacuation of civilians from the increasingly hellish ruins of Mariupol. The mayor said the situation inside the steel plant that has become the southern port city's last stronghold is dire. And there's still a lot of discussion about war crimes and the brutality by Russian troops. At a news conference, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's ruthlessness is stunning.
Let's just say hypothetically, you could get yourself to a point where you believed this war was justified. You can't look at the way he's prosecuting it and his forces are prosecuting it and come to a conclusion that he's doing it in a justified manner. It's brutality of the coldest and most depraved sort.
The United Nations is working doggedly to broker an evacuation of civilian suffering in the ruins of Mariupol. The negotiations continued on Friday as Ukraine accused Russia of showing its contempt for the World Organization by bombing Kyiv while the UN leader was visiting the capital. The mayor of Mariupol says the situation inside a steel plant that has become the southern port city's latest stronghold is dire, and citizens are begging to get saved. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces fought to hold off Russian attempts to advance in the south and east. This is VOA News. European countries that are dependent on Russian imports are looking to get greater access to the global natural gas market through a new pipeline that crosses a remote border area of Greece and Bulgaria. The pipeline is nearing completion and would ensure that large volumes of gas flows between the two countries and in both directions. The project is seen as an urgent priority following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and decision this week to cut off gas supplies to European Union members Poland and Bulgaria. The 180-kilometer Greece-Bulgaria pipeline connection is the first of several planned interconnectors as EU members scramble to edit their energy mixes to reduce reliance on Russia. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned yet again that the North could preemptively use its nuclear weapons if threatened, as he praised his top military officials over the staging of a massive military parade in Pyongyang this week. Kim expressed firm will to continue developing his nuclear-armed military so that it could preemptively and thoroughly contain and frustrate all dangerous attempts and threatening moves, including ever-escalating nuclear threats from hostile forces, if necessary. The parade on Monday, which came after a spate of missile tests, underscored Kim's nuclear brinkmanship amid forcing the United States to accept the North as a nuclear power and remove crippling economic sanctions. Wall Street stocks finished their session sharply lower Friday following a disappointing result from Amazon, while markets grappled with worries over inflation and other higher interest rates. VOA's Marissa Melton with details.
The broad-based S&P 500 finished the day down 3.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 2.8%, while the NASDAQ Composite Index tumbled 4.2%. Meanwhile, Amazon share prices fell 11% Friday after the massive online retailer posted its first quarterly loss in 7 years. The company blamed investments in warehouses and more staff for the slowdown. It also said there is uncertainty about consumer spending caused by inflation, supply chain problems, and the war in Ukraine. The value of Amazon's stock has dropped 23.2% this year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces continue to fight to hold off Russian attempts to advance in the south and east, where the Kremlin is seeking to capture the country's industrial Donbas region. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.